This message comes from 10 Things That Scare Me sponsor, BetterHelp. What's the right amount of socializing for you? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need more alone time. Therapy can help you figure out your boundaries, how to recharge, and your social sweet spot, so you can build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. Try therapy with BetterHelp. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Visit BetterHelp.com/10things today to get 10% off your first month.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Number one, death. Number two would be, I just hate roller coasters. I always have. Number three is kids flying. Something about planes, I guess. Number four, falling. Like, I always thought it was like an act of weakness when I was younger to hold on to the handrail when I'm going downstairs, that only like wimps would do that. But now I just hold on for dear life because I don't want to fall. Number five, my daughter being assaulted. I just know several people. I myself was sexually assaulted, and I was in high school, and I was drunk. I was at a party, and I was probably pretty much passed out in a coat room, and someone came in. I didn't know who it was. I was so passed out that if the house had set on fire, I would have just stayed there. I had no idea who it was. It could have been a guy that sat next to me in geometry. I have no idea because my eyes were closed. Number six, I had this mitral valve prolapse. It's when one of your valves doesn't close properly, and then sometimes there's some blood that leaks out. And I've really been asymptomatic my entire life, but I have to go in every now and then for echoes. And I went in, doctor said, oh, I see a valve transplant in your future. So then I started kind of obsessing about that. So if I'm walking, if I feel like my heart's beating quickly, or if I'm dizzy, then I'm thinking I had heart issues. Number seven, I was hired to be on the defense team for Jeffrey Dahmer. Oh God, I spent hundreds and hundreds of hours with him. You got really kind of numb to it. So when he would be talking about cutting open their bodies and like masturbating in them, and I had to find out, did he masturbate in the body before or after he killed them? I mean, it just became so kind of commonplace. The first time I met him, it was in the Milwaukee County Jail, and I remember the deputy was standing there right next to Jeffrey, and there was a, and I don't think Jeffrey had his handcuffs on, and there was a gun right in his holster, and I was thinking, you know, I was a little nervous then, but no, you know, after I met him, I was not nervous to be around him at all. Not at all. You know, he was nice. I mean, I would just tell him about what was going on in my life, and he'd ask. I wouldn't say he was charming, but he was very personable. I usually actually trust people. I always give people the benefit of doubt. I always like people when I first meet them, and you know, they do something kind of horrible for me not to like them. But you know, meeting him, if I met him, if he was my neighbor, you would never know. So I guess it's like you never know what's inside someone. Number eight. I've diagnosed myself with so many different types of cancers in my life. Like, I've had brain tumors, stomach cancer, lung cancer. colon cancer. I read everything about it on the internet that shows that I have cancer, and then I try and read things that show me that it's not cancer, and I know a lot of it's irrational. Like, I know that. But when you're in the moment, it doesn't really help that much. Number nine, in college and out of college, I had bulimia for several years. Thinking back on it, I'm thinking a lot of it has to do with anxiety. Although I usually don't feel like I have anxiety, it's weird. But I mean, I do have generalized anxiety, which I guess is not surprising. So that's where my anxiety manifests in health issues. And number 10, noises when I'm by myself at home. It's just interesting that anxiety, how it goes up when there's not another person in the house, when I'm left to defend myself against that mass murder outside. Well, I shouldn't say. I mean, you know, I know I don't, I, you know, I know logically it's just someone's there, they're breaking into to steal something, because we've been broken into in the middle of the night. Now, honestly, this was my number 10, so I was kind of like digging at the bottom of the barrel. I am Ellen Ryan, and these are 10 things that scare me.
Ellen Ryan is a lawyer from Chicago. She told us that she met her husband while on a trek in the Himalayas. And after Jeffrey Dahmer was convicted, she and her husband continued to visit him in prison. The 10 Things team includes Amy Pearl, Daniel Guimet, Odelia Rubin, Sarah Sandbach, Emily Botine, and Paula Schumann. Music and sound design by Isaac Jones. You know what scares me? That someone's going to come into my house and see that I have, like, a giant stack of plates, and they're going to be like, you never have anybody over, why do you have so many plates? What are you scared of? Tell us at 10thingspodcast.org.
I was in California with my sister in the middle of the night. I got a toothache. So, like, 2 a.m, we went to this dentist, and I mean, I don't get People magazine, but we're sitting there, and there was a picture of Jeffrey Dahmer on the cover, and I looked and there was a picture of me. It was a weird part of my life.